Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we present the second part of the concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, The Duke Meets the Bard, music of Duke Ellington and the words of William Shakespeare, combined, as far as we've been able to find out, for the first time in this concert. So it's rather a unique experience. Here to introduce the second part of this concert is co-director of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for this terrific afternoon. We're just so very pleased to be working with these talented and inspiring actors from Seattle Shakespeare. It's been a great experience for us, and we look forward to lots more with them. If you're not already part of their audience, you should get thee there for they have a series going on all year long, and happily, their theater productions don't conflict with SRJO concerts. Our opening number tonight was from the Kansas City Suite. I mentioned also from Benny Carter. We are hoping to bring that entire suite of works out. That's not tonight's suite, but the Kansas City Suite from a few years ago. Bring that entire suite out in a new CD, and you will have an opportunity to help us reach that goal. In late March, you'll hear about a Kickstarter project. You may have heard of that concept before, where we ask our fans to help us prepay for a CD production so that we can actually afford to get it put out. And so we are going to convert the live recording from our recording of Kansas City Suite done here at Kirkland Performance Center live into a CD and digital files that then can be downloaded from iTunes and Amazon, or of course you can get a CD as well. We would like to bring front and center one of the treasures of Northwest Jazz, and we are very happy to have him as a founding member of this orchestra, and he'll be featured on this next work. Please welcome Jay Thomas. Jay Thomas. This is another Benny Carter composition entitled Summer Serenade, and it was arranged by our very good friend Milt Klebe, who has been here with us before as an arranger, and he lives here in the Seattle area, one of our favorite writers. We certainly hope you enjoy Summer Serenade, Jay Thomas. Thank you.
Jay Thomas, featured in Summer Serenade, music of Benny Carter, composition and arrangement with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Now the orchestra is going to be joined once again by members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, guest actors George Mount, Hannah Lass, and Dara Keenan of Seattle Shakespeare, reading selections from works by Shakespeare in conjunction with the performance of the second part of this suite of music by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, Such Sweet Thunder. I must confess I have two great loves in the arts, theater and music. And in theater, my favorite is Shakespeare, and in music, my favorite is jazz. This 1957 suite by Duke Ellington brings those two things together. I am in heaven listening to this music. I hope you're enjoying it as well. Here's George Mount in an excerpt from Othello as a prelude to Ellington's sonnet In Search of Amour.
Soft you, a word or two before you go. I've done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you, in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved, not wisely, but too well. Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose hand, like the base Indian, threw a pearl away richer than all his tribe. Of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, dropped tears as fast as the Arabian trees their medicinal gum. Set you down this.
We would like to feature Phil Sparks on a piece that was that George just presented was from the play Othello. And here's a piece that Ellington titled Sonnet in Search of Amour. Amour. Sonnet in Search of Amour.
Thank you. Phil Sparks. Phil Sparks.
Phil Sparks featured on bass with all those clarinets from the sax section, and that was Sonnet in Search of a Moor by Duke Ellington. You're listening to The Duke Meets the Bard, a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
Earlier in the first half, we got a chance to discover the macabre side of Shakespeare's magic. And now, in prelude to Duke's Up and Down, Up and Down, we go to Midsummer Night's Dream and Shakespeare's more mirthful side of magic, and in particular, his most famous mischief maker.
Up and down, up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town. Goblin, lead them up and down.
Now, either I mistake your shape in making quite, or else you are that shrewd and knavish sprite called Robin Goodfellow. Are not you he that frights the maidens of the villagery, those that hobgoblin call you and sweet puck? You do their work, and they shall have good luck. Are not you he?
Thou speak'st aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon and make him smile when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foal. And sometime lurk I in a gossip's bowl, in very likeness of a roasted crab. And when she drinks, against her lips I bob, and on her withered dewlap pour the ale. Sometime, the wisest aunt telling the saddest tale, sometime for 3-foot stool mistaketh me. Then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and tail her cries, and falls into a cough. And then the whole choir hold their hips, and laugh, and waxen in their mirth, and knees, and swear. A merrier hour was never wasted there.
Thank you.
That's Andy Omdahl on the trumpet. Andy Omdahl.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and Seattle Shakespeare Company, featuring the words of Shakespeare and the music of Duke Ellington, Such Sweet Thunder. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's George Mount.
My hope is that with Valentine's Day just a couple of nights ago, there's still a little touch of romance still in the air, and you won't have too hard of a time imagining the moonlight, the orchard, the balcony, and the star-crossed lovers, which also happens to be the name of the next piece that will follow this scene.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is sick. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. It is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. It's not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there? They in her head. The brightness of those cheeks would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her hand upon her cheek, huh? That I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
I'm me.
She speaks. Speak again, bright angel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name. And for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair saint, if either thee dislike.
Thank you.
From young lovers to the ultimate battle of the sexes and the taming of the shrew.
Good morrow, Kate. For that's your name, I hear.
Well, have you heard, but something hard of hearing? They call me Catherine, that do speak of me.
You lie, in faith. You are called plain Kate. And Bonnie Kate, sometimes Kate the Cursed. But Kate, the prettiest Kate in Christendom. Take this of me, Kate of my consolation. Hearing thy mildness praised in every town, thy virtues spoken of, and thy beauty sounded, yet not so deeply as to thee belongs, myself am moved to take thee for my wife.
Moved in good time? Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first, you were a movable.
Why, what's a movable?
A joined stool.
Thou hast it. Come, sit on me.
Asses are made to bear, and so are you.
Women are made to bear, and so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light.
Too light for such a swain as you to catch, and yet as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be, should buzz.
Well, ta'en and like a buzzard.
Come, come, you wasp. Faith, you are too angry.
If I be waspish, best beware my sting.
My remedy is then to pluck it out.
Aye, if the fool could find it where it lies.
Who knows not where a wasp does wear his sting, in his tail.
In his tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours, if you talk of tails, and so, farewell.
What, with my tongue in your tail? Nay, come again, good Kate. I'm a gentleman.
Where did you study all this goodly speech?
It is extempore from my mother wit.
A witty mother, witless else her son.
Featuring David Marriott.
David Marriott, featured on trombone in Sonnet for Sister Kate From this performance of Such Sweet Thunder with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing Duke Ellington's music, and actors from Seattle Shakespeare Company doing readings from Shakespeare's plays. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Michael Brockman.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure to do all this great music and great theater for you. Please join me once again in thanking our special guests from the Seattle Shakespeare Company, Hannah Lass, Dara Kennan, and Artistic Director George Mounts. We do hope to see you at our very next concert here at the Kirkland Performance Center, which will be on April the 6th, and we'll be presenting The Art of the Jitterbug. We're going to bring a pair of dancers here on stage with us. We're going to move the band back a little bit, and they're going to be demonstrating some dance steps from the 1930s. It should be great fun. Oh, I also want to remind you, the 22nd of March is our gala. We really hope to see you there, too. We've paired tonight's final number with the final number in the suite, Circle of Force, with a famous Shakespearean sonnet. Each of these, the sonnet and the music that we're about to play, is built around a sequence of four repeating patterns, culminating in a two-line resolve. Have I got this right, George? Yeah? Okay, enough technical stuff. The best thing for you to do is sit back and enjoy the two pieces side by side, the end results of these two great masters, Sonnet 18 of Shakespeare and then Ellington's Circle of Fourths, in which we will feature Mark Taylor and Travis Ranney.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date.
Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed.
But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest.
So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Thank you.
Mark Taylor. Travis Ranney. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The Seattle Shakespeare Company. Okay. Seattle Shakespeare Company.
If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear.
And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend.
And as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck, now to escape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long.
Else the puck a liar call. So good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Mike and Clarence will restore amends.
Thank you very much. How many Woody Herman fans do we have in the audience? This goes out to you. This is Apple Honey. Thank you.
Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone, Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, Bill Anthony on the trombone, Michael Van Beber on the trumpets, Clarence Acox on the drums, Toby Stone on clarinet and alto saxophone, the Seattle Shakespeare Company, and the entire Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Thank you.
You've been listening to music from the concert The Duke Meets the Bard, featuring the Duke Ellington Shakespeare Suite, Such Sweet Thunder, with guest actors from the Seattle Shakespeare Company reading from left to right, Hannah Lass, Dara Kinnan, and George Mount. Our thanks to the actors and the performing arts unions for making this broadcast possible. It's been a special treat for us, and I hope for you, too. For more information about the season of the Seattle Shakespeare Company, go to seattleshakespeare.org for full information. And for information about the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's season, go to srjo.org. Next concert with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra will feature The Art of the Jitterbug on April 5th at Nordstrom Recital Hall in Seattle, and Sunday, April 6th at 2 in the afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. And thanks once again to the actors of the Seattle Shakespeare Company and to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. Thanks also to the crew at Kirkland Performance Center, Ryan Price, Titus and crew, and Howard Mostrom, who did the house sound and assisted us with the recording of the concert. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a quick look at some jazz activities around the area this weekend and looking ahead to next week. Arturo Sandoval is playing at Jazz Alley tonight. Kyle Eastwood is at the Kirkland Performance Center. Some high school and college jazz bands playing today. Meadowdale High School is playing at 3 at Tula's. The North Seattle Community College Jazz Band is playing there tonight at 7. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra follows at 8 o'clock. And the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band is playing at the Royal Room at 5:30. Monday night, the Royal Room Collective, the Earshot Acoustic Ensemble of the Year, will be playing at 8 o'clock at the Royal Room. Jim Knapp Orchestra is playing at Tula's on Monday night. Hiromi's Trio Project comes to Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. The Eastside Jazz Club presents Gail Pettis on Tuesday night at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue, and Roadside Attraction is at Tula's. Wednesday night, the Chicago 7 plays at Can Can in the Pike Place Market. Kareem Candy Band plays at the Triple Doors Musiquarium, and Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill. Thursday night, Kurt Elling makes a brief visit to the area, playing a one-nighter at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Brian Culbertson opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday and plays through Sunday. Julian Priester's Q is doing a live recording at the Royal Room, 6:30 on Thursday night and 8 p.m. on Friday. Friday night's performance will be followed by Sam Boschnack's Quintet CD release party at 10 p.m. at the Royal Room. Alex Dugdale's Fade Quartet plays at the Ship Canal Grill, and the Tom Collier Quartet plays at Tula's on Friday night. You'll find more information on the KPLU Jazz Calendar, as well as at earshot.org and seattlejazzscene.com for daily updates. Here's some music from the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band. It's playing tonight at the Royal Room at 5:30. Here's the selection from last year's School of Jazz, Volume 9, put out by KPLU. Recording more right now for this year's edition. This is the Roosevelt High Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, with Travis Ranney, a special guest soloist on tenor saxophone in Out of Nowhere. Thank you.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Ooh, at last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to. Dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. I found a thrill that I have never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. You are mine at last. Dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. I found a thrill that I have never known. You smile, that smile, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, and you are mine at last.
It's Gail Pettis singing there with Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, and a nice original version of the song, At Last. That's from Gail Pettis' album, Here in the Moment. Gail is going to be singing on Tuesday for the Eastside Jazz Club in a performance at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue on Tuesday night. Before Gail Pettis, we were listening to the Roosevelt High Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown and featuring tenor saxophone soloist Travis Ranney in the song Out of Nowhere. That comes from Volume 9 of the KPLU School of Jazz, and Volume 10 is being recorded right now, and we'll look forward to that. Meanwhile, the Roosevelt High Jazz Band is playing this afternoon at the Royal Room at 5:30. And a little later on this month, on the 29th, the last Saturday of the month, there's a big celebration for director Scott Brown in his 30th year at Roosevelt High Jazz Band. He's had a very successful program all these years and is continuing to do so. Looking forward to that. I plan on turning out for that myself, and I think you should too. At Roosevelt High School Auditorium on the 29th of this month. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today. This has been a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.